And now, Landmark Bank presents Pickin' with Steve.
Hey, folks, this is Steve Cropper.
Hey, Steve!
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
We're on a mission from God.
It is Friday morning. It is the Southern Steak and Oyster. It is Pickin' with Steve, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Steve Cropper, presented by Landmark Bank. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Now, this time last Friday, we were spread. You were in the...
Crested Butte.
Crested Butte.
Looking at the snow.
Okay. The beautiful Rockies. Joe, you were in...
Boston.
About ready to...
And hang out. No, work.
Work, obviously, yes. Cover the Titans and the
Correct.
Panthers. And I was in the garden spot of Mattoon, Illinois, a suburb of Charleston, Illinois. So I think you guys, I had fun. So good to see you, man. So we
good
were just
see you.
All over the place last week.
We were.
Yeah.
In different parts of the country.
And kudos to Charlie, by the way, for putting together one heck of a preview show for the NFL, the Titans and the Patriots, that ran last Saturday morning. So do you snow ski?
No, I don't.
Good for you.
I snowmobile sometimes.
Do you? Yeah.
I'd like to do that. That'd be fun. I've never snow skied in my life, but I've heard horror stories about people blowing their knees out, and I'd never do it.
T-bone on a tree, like my wife did, and she's okay.
Angel.
She didn't come back in a cast. That's good. We'll let her tell the story if you want.
Angel, where were you?
Well, that's Angel Cropper, the lovely, much better half of Steve Cropper.
True.
Hi, Angel.
How you doing?
How you? Well, that's better. You T-bone a tree?
Well, in a snowmobile.
Oh, okay. Well,
not on skis. Skis might have been a little trickier. Yeah, hit a patch of ice and kind of went south.
So what were you doing? Are you just vacationing? You playing out there?
No. And, fortunately, I had to miss the Titans game.
Yeah.
Because I went to see Toby Keith.
Okay.
That worked.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. And,
well,
I played on Thursday, and who played on Friday? I don't know.
Oh.
And, I do.
Somebody.
No,
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we were up there to do a fundraiser, I guess, for Dean Dillon, and who's also a good friend of mine, but he's living that way now. So,
He's living what way? The good life?
He's living in cold country, I think. But it's not cold there.
You don't want to know the way I've been
12
living.
12 months of the year. It's just the 24 hours or so we were there.
Dean is living the Colorado lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
he comes back to Nashville from time to time.
I would think George Strait thanks God every day for Dean Dillon, doesn't he?
And vice versa.
Yes. They made some beautiful music together. Real quick, Toby Keith, I will tell you this, outside Gillette Stadium in New England, he has a huge bar that is packed before all Patriots games. So when you said his name, I was like, oh, yeah, his bars, which is his bars and nightclubs and restaurants are wildly successful. Wildly successful. So they sell the place out before games. So although you missed the Titans game, Toby Keith was there in spirit for you in Gillette Stadium when you were with him. That makes sense.
I have to say I have a whole new respect for Toby Keith's writing ability. He is one of the finest writers. He just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, but I just was blown away. I think Steve was as well.
So that night he got an award, BMI award, for 4 million plays. And what did he say? Now you're going to hear it 4 million in one time.
You know what's funny about him is that when he was wildly successful in Texas and Oklahoma in the early 90s, they wanted him to become the national. He didn't want to leave and come here because he was so successful playing nightclubs and honky-tonks throughout the Southwest that he felt this would be kind of a stopping his career. And they finally convinced him to come to Nashville, and then he took off, and then next thing you know, there he is.
There he is.
He's also the Dixie Chicks' best friend, so that's always good. That was a great little rivalry they had that really put both of them in the spotlight, where mm-hmm. they wanted to be or not.
Yeah, true.
Greg?
No, I'm just listening. I'm trying.
Wasn't in the ozone. No,
I was just trying to figure out who played that other gig the night after. You know, the Crested Butte and them and out Friday, there and the everything.
George Strait didn't show up. He should have showed up there.
He could have.
No, he wasn't there. Kelly Pickler played.
Okay.
That night.
Of course,
yeah.
Dean and a young star named William
Defoe.
Nope.
Don't, Angel, just don't
Angel's
ever stop in sentence, mid-sentence, because he will complete it in a 180 direction, okay?
Oh, yes.
I've last time we saw him, I think we were waiting on a plane. And where? Seville, Spain, or something like that.
I think so. Is
that's a little name dropping, isn't it?
It was. It's also country dropping, too, yeah. You know. But anyway, I've got something that's this is Rachel Rodriguez.
Okay.
Is a local singer.
Superstar.
Just, I had her on Nashville Jazz on Acme Radio.
Oh, she's great.
This past Sunday night. I know you use her.
I've
on
played
quite
with her many times, yeah.
You played with her. But anyway, she thinks the world of you two guys, by the way. And as a matter of fact, I invited her down here this morning, but she's got mommy duties. But she's such a sweetheart. But she told me that she sang on a session that you put together here for the Bruce Springsteen or Elf of Japan.
Exactly.
He is the
superstar. Was,
well, the but, Japan's king of rock. Kiyoshiro.
Yeah.
Kiyoshiro.
Imawana.
Imawana. Okay, fine. Now, how's it pronounced?
Imawana. Kiyoshiro.
Right. How did you? I mean, he's like.
Well, they
like
contacted
Elvis
me, and he wanted to do a record in the United States, but he wanted to do it in Memphis. And I said, okay, I can go down there.
Yeah.
And I got some lightweights on there, you know, like Booker T,
Duck right.
Dunn, myself, and
yeah,
you know.
And the I've got actually have heard that record that you produced.
Oh, you heard it?
I did, and there's one called The Diamond Is Calling that he sang. It's the darndest thing. And then Rachel said she was brought in to sing background and
she was.
In Japanese, but she doesn't, now she speaks Spanish.
He taught her how to say it in Japanese, and she told me she never spoke. She sang it as though she knew the language, and I'm, you know, I don't know the language. I barely know American, M-E-R-I-C-A-N. I got some Southern slang that I get by with.
But he produced a record in Japanese.
Yeah. I did three albums on him, right? Or two?
There's a funny story. One of the songs on the album is about a cat who drinks milk and then throws up.
Nice.
And so there were three wives on the tour, I being one of them. And so he got this great idea that he would hang these bells around our neck, have us come out and do the meow, meow, meow part, right? So this is at the
over 10,000 people at the Budokan.
Yeah, the Budokan.
And they got these big balls on, they go out and they do meow, 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 meow. Made her famous.
I'm thinking.
Super famous.
Nobody here will ever see me again. I can do this. And so I go out and do my meow, meow. And probably like a year later, Booker T and the MGs are being honored in Memphis, and I'm standing on the sidewalk waiting for the parade to come by with my wonderful husband in one of the convertibles. And as I'm standing there, this guy charges me from across the street screaming, Hightower-san! Hightower-san! And I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, I saw you at the Budokan.
Oh, my word.
So you did a tour with him in Japan,
We did, yeah, with Booker and Duck and Horns and Jim Horn and those guys, and we had a blast.
But he sings, it's got obviously the feel of rock and roll,
it
but
does.
Everything
I
is sung in Japan.
I talked him into doing one here, and we went down and did a concert at B.B. King's when I was involved. And here comes this Japanese guy out in a white suit, and they still are not over it. They couldn't believe that somebody from Japan could be that, what we would call funky.
Yeah.
But
really
he also
danceable
had,
stuff.
He also had blue hair and green eyeshadow. So there's a little bit of a touch that...
Yeah.
Well, a touch of crazy in there.
Can I tell my story? The first night we opened in Japan, this guy walks in the dressing room. And we're going, who is this guy? He had all the kabuki makeup on and all. It was Kiyoshiro. We'd never seen him with his makeup on or even a picture of him. Nobody in the band recognized who it was. He said, this is Kiyoshiro. What? All this big makeup, big hair, and like she said, different colors or whatever. He's but great, though.
It's amazing how big he's in. He's
in
like,
Japan, he was a superstar, yeah. And I can tell you why. They did a memorial for him, and 60-something thousand people showed up at the park to honor him. It's like Elvis or something.
He's Elvis or Bruce Springsteen, the boss of Japan.
It used to be Kyoshiro and the Babies, and then he went solo.
Yeah.
He had his own band and all, like all the Babies.
But rock and roll's huge over there, right? In Japan?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, one of the most iconic albums is what Cheap Trick at the Budokan, Live at the Budokan. That's love
big.
Rock
that's
and
big.
Roll.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So he had me come over one time, and I was the only, I guess you could say, Caucasian. 17 Japanese bands, and I was the only guy from over here.
Now, are you? I've reading stuff about how they love our music. Are you impressed by how much they know about you and
totally.
Your history and
totally
everything?
Impressed because, and I have said this as a joke, but not as a joke. They know more about me than I do because they really read up on it and find out who's playing what on what record and all that. And I'm doing an interview one time. And after we get through this, guy said, would you mind listening to this? He said, I know that you're playing, but I don't recognize the song. And I said, okay. And he put the headphones on. I go, that's me, all right. But I don't remember that session. I don't know where I was at the time. But, you know, I pretty much know everything I've ever played on. But I knew that was me, but I didn't recognize the song. So they went in and pulled me off and put me on somewhere else and redesigned the song.
I remember you told us that the Australian American Idol show, the guy that won that, wanted to record an album with you. And did he come to Memphis?
Yeah.
I don't remember the guy's name now, but...
Angel does.
What kind of was that, the experience with that guy? Because he's wildly popular in Australia.
He was so good, and he still is. And he did a show in where they're having the Olympics.
In South Korea?
In South Korea. And they said 3.5 million people had tuned in to hear that. And I'm going, wow, that'll be great. No response whatsoever. Because in Asia, they don't pay like they do over here.
All right.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But he's very popular.
Well, are you kind of not impressed, humbled that this guy reached out to you that, you know, wins their
big
contest?
Well, it started with him as an artist because he's big. And he was on he was the fourth American Australian Idol when they had that. And his name, by the way, is Guy Sebastian. I thought Angel was going to come through, but she did at the same time. You can tell we're joined at the hip, at the brain or something. I don't know. But anyway, Guy was their third or fourth American, I keep saying that, Australian Idol. He was big in Australia, obviously. And we went triple platinum down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They had a big thing and gave me a record and all that. And I'm going, oh, great.
Greg's gone triple platinum here at the Southern before, haven't you?
I'll go with the single platinum. It's cheaper.
They gave him a platinum fork.
Hey, they do have some.
Sorry. The food here is excellent.
Well, also, I was looking. I didn't they got Pappy Van Winkle. Is it Pappy Van Winkle? The whiskey, expensive whiskey.
That one, and you know what I love over here?
What?
The Texas ketchup.
Oh, yeah, the Texas ketchup.
It's really
That's not
really
whiskey,
good.
By the way.
That's not $50. It's not $50 a shot either.
Well, you know? No.
Or more. I'm going to get it during the break. I bring it over here. They've got now the Pappy Van Winkle stuff. There's one that's like $500 or maybe $350 for one shot. $350 for just a shot. I'm going to go get it for you in a minute. Anyway,
Kyoshiro.
Kyoshiro.
Imawana.
And thank Rachel. Rachel has that CD. Do you have any of those CDs at the house somewhere
in a
box?
Well, I do, yeah.
Bring one time. I want it just to have for my collection, you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're listening to somebody sing in Japanese, but the music is... pretty
rock
good.
And roll,
it's nothing but R&B rock and roll.
It's bizarre. I tell you, first time I heard it, it's bizarre. It really has a bizarre feel to it because you're...
One of my favorites, you did. She may not have been on our play because Lucky Boy.
Yeah.
And that's one that we played at the Blue Note in Tokyo. Yeah, the Blues Brothers were there, and he came down, and we, you know, of course, with him, we hit front page and all that sort of stuff. So we got a lot of publicity out of it, and it's always worth going over there to do anyway.
That's amazing. That's
a Tokyo Blue note. There's not a lot of them left, but that one is still alive and happening.
What's somebody asked me, what's the Rod Stewart song you played on?
Several. But the big one is Tonight's Tonight.
Well, you produced that album, right?
No, I didn't. I worked with Tom Dowd on it.
Okay,
yes.
Tom Dowd.
So I don't get a co-production credit, but I worked with him. He called me from New York and said, I'm doing this artist. You may know him. He had a little song called Maggie May.
Right.
Oh, geez, that guy. Okay, yeah, I've heard of him.
So Tonight's Tonight, were you with him when he recorded, or did you record your track separate?
No, he was there. And the thing I always said about Rod Stewart is real simple. I've worked with a lot of people. One of the biggest ones is Otis Redding. When I work with Rod Stewart, I'm just assuming that he's going to be in the studio like every other artist. He sings like it's the last song he's going to sing in his life. I mean, he puts that much effort in it. Very few singers do that. And you don't blame him for it. It's just one of those things. Otis always sang like it was the last thing he was going to sing. And usually it was. It was like 10 minutes left on the session. But with Rod, he would go. He would take it, he'd sing it perfect, and then go home and rewrite the lyrics.
Really?
Yeah.
So did he, when you sat in with that, so say Tonight's the Night, did he have to, did you already know what you were going to play, or they tell you to play a certain way?
No, just, my career has been built on just do what you do. And you learn the song and the changes. And I used to do a lot of jingles, and I thought it was funny. I'm playing with 50-piece orchestras making jingle sessions. And I'd open my sheet, my music, and it'd just be one big clap and say, play it, Steve.
Oh, man.
So it is. I get lucky, I guess. I don't know. I had a free pass.
Rather be lucky than good.
Well, it seems like
that's what I would say.
With his current wife, third time's a charm, right? Britt Eklund and Rachel Hunter. So
not too bad. He's
not
got
too
some
bad
good choices
along the way. But he's. Been
I knew
married.
Britt pretty well. I didn't know Rachel, so I never met her.
With Penny Lancaster, right now, big model. They've been married for 10 years.
Have they?
Yeah.
Good
that
for
might
him.
Be a record.
Might be a record in that. Yeah. Okay.
Oh man.
Angel and I. Who's here? Angel is here.
Yeah. We here.
June 25th. It'll be 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
June 25th.
She has been able to put up with me that long.
You
got to
you,
you
guys were
that.
Married. I know the 1988.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm a patient woman.
Right.
I guess.
I know why. Because on September 4th. Of this year, I will be married 30 years.
Oh, really?
Very good. So,
30 years. And, you know, we get along great because we never see each other.
That works.
She told somebody this morning, said, and your wife hadn't left you yet? And I'm going, is that sort of a hint? No, I don't think so. I keep telling her I'm going to change, and she keeps waiting.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, I said, Angel, if you marry me, you can go out and buy anything you want. As long as you take it back the next day.
I wonder where that was going.
So now he gives me grief about buying 15 items at Costco and taking 16 back.
I don't think I'd have told him.
I like the math. Yeah, I told my wife eventually I would change, but it would be her changing me.
It works, good for her.
It works. You know what? She'll pull something out of the attic and still have tags on it.
You don't get it.
No, okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to take some notes from your wife. Yeah. Mine hasn't worked at all.
By the way, did I just see Rod Stewart's coming to Bridgestone August 1st?
Yes. Rod Stewart's coming to town.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
So there you booked. Clear your calendar for that day, Steve. Rod Stewart's coming to town. Get you on stage.
All right, we need to take a break, and here's what we're going to do. Crazy Charlie, obviously, he is the enforcer of
this,
okay? We got to get with that. The last time we met was Dan Piotrowski, right, at Kitchen Notes, the general manager.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have Dan back after the
and
break.
I loved his knowledge of the game.
Yeah,
was
he was
amazing.
Prepared.
He
and,
was.
But, so he's going. We're going to have him. We've got two games to pick this weekend, both the conference championship games. So we'll do that when we come back. And Dan Piotrowski, the general manager, for a return challenge, if you will. Yes.
But I'm reading breaking news right now. One of the two games we're going to pick has been taken off the sports books completely.
Because of Tom Brady.
Don't ruin the tease.
Well,
damn it.
After the break.
Damn.
His wrist is bothering him, but now it's not bothering him.
Here's the deal. Here's what we tease when we have Steve and Angel on. We tease them, right. Okay? Right. Coming up after the break, picking with Steve Cropper and Angel. You're going to pick too, okay?
Oh, of course.
All right. We'll do all that when we come back right here. Southern Steak and Oyster, Nashville Sports Radio.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. Proof that someone here at the radio station has horrible decision-making skills.
Play it, Steve. Greg Pogue, Big Joe Show. Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, the Southern Steak and Oyster. Picking with Steve. Presented by Landmark Bank. And last time we, a couple weeks ago, at the Kitchen Notes, ever since then, not only did the, oh my Lord, you cannot believe what the dog just dragged into this.
Right.
The dog just dragged in Dave McGinnis of all people. Dave, get settled, and we'll talk to you in a minute, okay? Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Hey, Dan Piotrowski, the general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. We were at Kitchen Notes 2 weeks ago. We've got Dan back on the line once more to pick. He's come back for more. Dan, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me back.
Well, right. Are you doing all right, man?
Doing great. Finally warming up a bit.
Yeah. It has been cold, right? Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't notice. It's so cold, I didn't notice that it had warmed up.
Really? Well, it's in the process.
It's going to happen, right? Today.
That's what they're saying today and this weekend and everything. So I tell you what. You ready to pick some games? Let's just get right to it.
We can do that.
We'll turn it. If we can get Joe to sit down and pick some games with us. Charlie? Go ahead, sir.
All right, fellas and Dan, thanks for being back on the phone with us. Appreciate you. We restarted the contest with the beginning of the playoffs at Mr. Cropper's request, and when it's named Picking with Steve, and that's for Mr. Cropper, well, you have listened and you follow along, and there's a good reason why he wanted to reset things, and that's because...
Yeah, I wasn't doing too well.
Well, Crop, you're doing good now. 4-1 last week. You're back on track right now. You take the lead in the postseason competition here on Picking with Steve, and a lot of guys got eaten up by the spreads. We had some closer games and some upsets last week. So, Greg, you and Joe were each 2-3. And, unfortunately, our guest, who had more football wisdom than all of you combined, was beaten up by the spreads. Unfortunately, Dan Piotrowski, 0-5 in the first week of the playoff competition. But we still have a handful of games to pick. And with Dave McGinnis and Dan Piotrowski and everyone else on location, let's go ahead and get to it, and I'll get out of the way.
Okay, well, Dan's back at his comfy hotel suite there that he has overlooking downtown. Dan's got a great office. And then Dave McGinnis is going to join us here in a little while, as he mentioned.
I couldn't believe it. That's
but, Dan, anything you want to say for yourself right now?
I'm embarrassed. 0-5, I could come up with excuses in every game, but I'm not an excuses kind of guy. So we just move forward and turn the page and attack the tables here this weekend.
Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to start. But, Joe, you said it's been taken off the board. We do have a spread on it, and the Patriots 8 over the Jaguars. But the news just coming out, Joe?
Yeah, sportsbooks have removed the line for the Patriots and the Jaguars because Brady has a injury to his hand, his right hand.
Jammed, whatever they did.
They're not saying what it is or what it's going on. That's a big deal to take it off the sportsbook.
Yeah. I understand he's going to soak it in avocado oil overnight and so whatever. All right, so
we may have to send him some of that Texas ketchup.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to start with you, Dan. The Patriots are 8-point favorites over the Jaguars. Dan, who do you like?
All right, I'm going to go with experience here. You got Case Keenum, Nick Foles, Blake Bortles have combined to throw 5 touchdowns in their postseason careers, which is 1 touchdown for every one of Brady's Super Bowl rings. Hurt hand or not, they're at home. Blake Bortles is Blake Bortles, and that'll show today or this weekend, and I'm going to lay the points.
All right, Steve, Patriots are 8-point favorites over the Jaguars.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Taking the Patriots. Angel?
I'm going to have to go with the Patriots. I think that it's a ploy
It's a ploy.
It's a ploy.
Joe?
It's to make things interesting because everybody knows that they're going to end up winning the Super Bowl. So.
Exactly right. I'm Patriots all the way. There's nobody stopping them.
You know,
nobody.
I want to pick the Jaguars for the defense and the ability to run the football, but this is a machine right now. So I'm going to go Patriots minus the 8. All right. The Vikings are 3-point favorites at Philadelphia. Dan Piotrowski, who do you like?
Born and raised a Green Bay Packer fan, I just cannot root for the Vikings. Just cannot do it. Backed up by the fact that Case Keenum had a passer rating last week of 5.1 when pressured by the Saints. Eagles pressure the quarterback more than anybody else in football. Let's go Philly at home. The Eagles.
All right.
I'm sticking with you.
The Eagles plus the 3. Steve?
Same thing.
Eagles plus the 3.
Absolutely.
Angel?
Home game. I'm going Philly.
All right. Home game. Philly.
Team of destiny. Give me the Vikings.
Team of destiny. Now, yeah. I'm going with Philly as well. I just think outdoor, home game, Philly, they win. Okay? Team of destiny. All right.
Don't laugh at his jokes.
It wasn't a joke.
It just encourages him.
Don't encourage him.
It was my 14-year-old coming out. Hey, Dan, thank you as always. And, of course, you know what we think about you guys there at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be down there in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks for having me. Anybody want to watch the game, come see us on at Bar Lines this weekend. Got some great drink specials and love to welcome anybody in on Sunday. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah. Hey, also, Dan, we've been promoting next week in the Kitchen Oach for lunch and supper as part of the Nashville Scene's Hot Chicken Week, the competition, a wings and fries either at lunch or supper for $5. That's crazy.
Great. We'd love to have everybody there. Hopefully you saw the picture that the culinary team has put together with their hot chicken and fries. Looks great, and I can't wait to share that with everybody next week.
All right. Hey, thank you, Dan, as always. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Dan Piotrowski, the general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel, our title sponsor.
Yes, good people over there.
All right. Angel?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hey,
but you're excused.
I always have so much fun. However, I will turn this over to the professionals.
Yes.
That wouldn't be you.
Well, oh, wow. Oh. Just a shot on the way out, man.
Man, what
well,
a
you know, I know I'm. You know why I know I'm not a professional? I don't get paid.
Well,
okay, so that's why.
But you are my dear friend who always like drags me in, and I appreciate you more than you know. You're
all
awesome.
Right. Well, thank you, Angel.
You're the best.
Well, you're a sweetheart to say that, Angel Cropper. All right, let's go from Beauty and the Beast right here, from Angel Cropper to Dave McGinnis. Sit right down over there. Well, see, it was everybody wanting to direct traffic today. Besides,
yeah, <I don't> and it's warming up.
Yeah, but you know, really, the Beauty to the Beast. No.
Does that mean I don't have to wear my coat home?
You can do whatever you want, Steve, okay? Whatever Angel lets you do, you do, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Dave McGinnis just finished up just a great season being the color analyst on the Titans radio network, of course, former Cardinals greatest. Head coach, Rams, and Titans associate head coach. Dave, thanks for stopping by, man.
You know what? I was driving down this street. What's it called?
The Mumbria.
Yeah, I was driving down this street and looking and saw y'all. I said, "Hell yeah, I'm going in there. This looks like a lot of fun." Yeah, so I just stopped to come in. Plus, I like the food here. I mean, Tom Morales has got a good thing going here.
He does.
Yeah. No. So I saw, but I looked in, and I saw Steve. I went, "What hell? There's my guy." So I came in. I'm sorry, Angel got up though. I mean, this is complete look.
She's hard to compete with.
Well, let me tell you guys something. I mean, I've spent my whole life knowing when to play good players and bad players. We let the good player leave the table and the bad player stay. That's not how you win. It's not how you win.
That's the best analysis of this show ever.
I'm just telling you.